Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. The Constitutional Court in the Democratic Republic of Congo has officially declared the opposition candidate Felix Tshisekedi the winner of last month's presidential election. It rejected an appeal by another opposition candidate, Martin Fayulu, who's accused Mr. Tshisekedi and the outgoing president of striking a deal. Mr. Fayulu insists he's the only legitimate president of Congo.
Je demande par ailleurs à l'ensemble de la communauté internationale.
I call on the whole international community to not recognise a power that has neither legitimacy nor legal quality to represent the Congolese people. Dear compatriots, I launch an urgent appeal to our people so that they take charge and organise peaceful demonstrations across the whole of the national territory in order to defend its sovereignty.
Democrats in the US Congress have dismissed a proposal by President Trump on immigration policy, which aims to end the partial shutdown of the US government. Mr. Trump offered what he called a compromise in return for funding his border wall with Mexico. But the Democrats say President Trump is only giving back what he had earlier taken away. From Washington, here's David Willis.
Senior Democrats find the very notion of a wall repugnant and believe the president is holding government workers hostage in a desperate bid to make good on a central promise of his campaign. They declared his new offer a non-starter and continue to insist that only once the government is reopened will they discuss border security. Where the dispute goes from here is anyone's guess, but White House officials are not ruling out the possibility that the president could walk away from the negotiations and circumvent Congress by declaring a national emergency.
One of India's most senior politicians, Amit Shah, the president of the governing party, BJP, has been released from hospital in the capital, Delhi, after being treated for swine flu. Our South Asia editor, Jill McGivering, reports.
Amit Shah is one of the closest aides of India's Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, and seen as a key architect of his campaign to be re-elected. So there's been a particular focus on his health when he was treated for swine flu in one of the country's top hospitals. Now he says he's made a full recovery. In recent years, India has seen a series of outbreaks of the virus, which is highly contagious and can be fatal. Already this month, almost 50 people have died in Rajasthan and more than 1,000 tested positive.
Jill McGivering, and that's the latest BBC News.